welcome to episode 7 of the You Matter podcast series with Noonday Collection. I'm Whitney Ray, and I am excited to share with you today's content. We have Emily Marotta sharing about the impact of this summer's artisan trips, as well as two ambassadors sharing their experiences from their time in Ecuador. As always, we want you to walk away knowing that you matter. In this episode, we hope you see how you matter and play a part in creating connection with both Noonday's artists and business partners, but also with your customers and your hostesses in your own community. We hope you walk away with an inside look at what an artisan trip really is, and that you walk away with the vision for how you can be a part next year. As a reminder, the You Matter podcast was created to communicate to ambassadors how you matter and connect you with the stories of impact happening because of you. Without ambassadors, Noonday wouldn't exist. And you may have noticed we've hashtagged You Matter. We did that because we want this to be a conversation. After listening to You Matter, Ashley Wilcox stepped out into her community, and here's what she shared on the Facebook wall. I just want to encourage all of you lovely ladies that are really struggling with building your Noonday business. For me, Noonday has beautifully forced me to step into my fear and wave it goodbye as I leave it behind. This past week, I anxiously walked into my first boutique with my lookbook in hand and made my introduction. I have no idea what I said or remember anything but her saying to me, "Hey, I love this. Let's do a women's night here." What? Really? I did it. Goodbye, fear. I set off to my next boutique and experienced the same thing, and the next one, and the next one. Yes. Then I stopped at a TV station and a coffee shop. It was just what I needed to fan my flame again. Kiss your fear goodbye, ladies, because it's probably the thing holding you back. This is empowerment. Ashley, that is such an encouragement. I love that you stepped into your fear and you waved a goodbye as you left it behind. I hope all of us who are listening can catch a glimmer of that courage that you found. Thank you so much for sharing that. And because we know that your time matters, I really want to make sure you know about the Ignite calls happening September 20th and 27th. It's a Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central. It'll be a 30-minute call, like a call with your Noonday best friend. An ambassador leader is going to share what you need to focus on for that week, either at your trunk show or on the phone booking shows. It's a fun way to ignite your business and really make an impact in September. Okay, now let me introduce you to Emily Marotta. She is Noonday's Impact Analyst. Join her as she takes you along on an artisan trip. She's going to share some of the stories and the love and the art that goes into the pieces. She's also going to share how these trips matter and how you can be a part next year.
So the acai kind of comes out, once the acai has passed through all of the sandpaper stages, the sanding, it comes in all of these natural tones. So you can see there's lots of different browns, lots of different... some cream, some white, so it comes, has a lot of natural variation.
Yeah. El acai viene así. Entonces nosotros aquí le clasificamos así, uno por uno, para de acuerdo al tono este, hacerle el color que necesitemos.
So then they go through selecting out one by one each seed, so that way according to the color that they need. Because the darker seeds they can use somewhat on darker colors, whereas the lighter seeds are really only the lighter colors, you can only use the light seeds.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hi everyone, I'm Emily Marotta and I'm Noonday's Artisan Impact Analyst. One of the most fun aspects of my job is getting to connect you all, Noonday's ambassadors, with the real and tangible impact that your work is having in the lives of artisans around the world. It was an honor to coordinate the ambassador trips this summer and to create that connection for you all. It was also such a joy to lead the two trips to Ecuador, as I've lived there and worked with vulnerable populations in and around Quito. So I had a great time taking the ambassadors down there and getting to connect them with a city and a culture that I loved, and to really paint the picture of the context that our artisan partners live in Ecuador. I had so much fun getting to know the 21 ambassadors that I traveled with, and it was really exciting that almost 60 ambassadors in total traveled with Noonday this summer. Obviously, undoubtedly, these women worked extremely hard to get to go on these trips, But truly, each and every one of you is capable of doing the same. Already, we're planning the trips for 2016, and I'm confident that all of you can be there. It is attainable, and every ounce of effort that goes into meeting your goals is absolutely worth it. Next summer's trips are going to be pretty amazing, if I do say so myself. So a lot of you might be asking, like, what's all this chatter about ambassador trips? For those of you that may be new to the community or haven't yet been on an ambassador trip, you might be saying, what is this all about? What exactly am I working towards? Why is it worth it? So I want to kind of take you all through an ambassador trip so that you can understand what it is and why we do it and why you should want to be there next summer. An ambassador trip is an amazing opportunity for Noonday ambassadors to visit our artisan partners in their home countries, occasionally in their actual homes, and to witness firsthand the lives that they lead. There's nothing more impactful than experiencing life with these artisans and gaining an understanding of their context, and to do so along other women who are pursuing the same passions and goals as yourself. The main focus of the trips is obviously to meet and to interact with our artisan partners and to more fully understand the work that goes into each and every one of their beautiful products. But these trips are also so much more. These trips are also about connection with each other and experiencing the context in which the artisans live. Each trip is an amazing mix of sightseeing, shopping, of course, activities with your fellow ambassadors, and precious time spent with our artisan partners. So for instance, in Ecuador, our first 2 days before even meeting partners, we just spent 2 days in Quito, exploring, enjoying the beautiful colonial city that it is, and understanding a little bit what poverty and development looks like in the country of Ecuador. We so enjoyed having those 2 days of just traveling around and getting to know each other and bonding before we even went into the artisan visits. And then when we did go into the artisan visits over the next few days of the trip, there was so much more context and understanding around the country that they lived in and the challenges that they face every day. Finally, we rounded out the trip with some shopping and a little bit more sightseeing. And by the end, everyone went home with bags full of tagua and many stories and memories to share. So as you can see, it really is a well-rounded experience. We get to spend time with these artisans and understand what their daily life looks like and what efforts they put into all the pieces that they make, then also just get to experience the beauty of the countries that they live in. It is a balance of respecting the fact that they work and they have production schedules to stick to, and they sacrifice a lot to receive our ambassadors into their workshops. And so it's fun to supplement the rest of the trip with these invaluable once-in-a-lifetime experiences. The purpose of these trips is multifaceted. First and foremost, it is to reward ambassadors for their hard work and their investment in building a flourishing world with Noonday. You all have worked so hard, you all do, and it's so fun for Noonday to get to offer this reward. And in doing this, we also create an opportunity for ambassadors to interact with each other and share a once-in-a-lifetime invaluable experience. Amazingly enough, many of the ambassadors on the trips this summer had never even met each other before. A few had met at Shine and a few had traveled together, but for the most part, everyone was getting to know each other for the first time. One thing that stood out to me the most on the trips that I led to Ecuador was how Noonday attracts this certain caliber of woman. Not just anyone can be a Noonday ambassador. Y'all are pretty awesome. All of you have this passion flowing through you, a vision for yourself, your families, and individuals all around the globe, an awareness of the world and who lives in it, and a sincere desire to do your part in making a difference. When you get women with all of those things in common together, it's pretty magical. There is instant connection, encouragement, and inspiration. Another huge purpose is to connect ambassadors with our artisan partners and to express how much Noonday truly values our relationship with them. It is so empowering for both ambassadors and artisans to realize firsthand how interdependent they are. Truly, neither party could do their work without the other. I am amazed at the ambassador community and the respect and worth that you instill in artisans. And it is so empowering for artisans to hear how invaluable they are to your businesses. I think of our visit to Luis and Marina in Ecuador. On the day we visited their workshop, which is in their home, they welcomed us in with this huge homemade feast. They had made meat and potatoes and tomato salad and had blended juice from fresh fruit, all from the land around their home. And then after sharing this meal, they invited us into their living room where we all packed in, some sitting on the floor, the rest on their sofa, and they just told us their story. They told us through tears that they never dreamed they could have a business like this, where they could work at home with each other and be present with their children every day. One of the most special things is their business is actually named after their son, and they take so much pride in that. And to see their business grow is this vision that they've had for their children and for their family and for their entire community. And it's so cool to see their pride in this. They said it was such an honor to have us in their home, that they had never had anyone visit them like this, that it was only a dream in their minds. And now they couldn't believe that this dream was actually becoming a reality. And it was amazing to hear ambassadors share with them how much their work and craft contributed to their businesses in the States, and for Luis and Marina to look at them and encourage the ambassadors to keep selling more, that each necklace an ambassador sold was one more necklace that they might receive on their next order and one more person that they might be able to employ. It was a beautiful picture of how we are truly better together. Finally, there's no other experience like an ambassador trip to help you truly value and appreciate the craftsmanship of our artisan partners. The time and effort that goes into each piece is mind-blowing. As if intricately assembling each product isn't enough work, the amount of time that goes into getting the materials ready can be even more incredible. In Ecuador, we got to visit a Tawa workshop and understand the whole process that goes into just making the beads that are used to make a necklace or a bracelet or earrings. It can take up to 6 months for a piece of tagua to be completely ready for a necklace. It must be harvested, dried, cut, polished, dyed, and sealed all before it can be made into anything. Besides the skill and craft that goes into every Noonday product, meeting artisans firsthand truly validates the genuine passion and love that also goes into their work. They love their jobs, and they take so much pride in their mastery of them. Gladys, who cuts and dyes all of the tagua that goes into our pieces, says that her passion is tagua. And when she's stressed out and she needs something to do to get her mind off of the stresses and challenges of her life, she goes and she works with tagua. And she takes so much pride in how she knows the nuances of this natural material, and she knows where the nicks are and where it needs to be cut to be perfect and to look like anything that could be made out of metal or wood or any other material. And it is her passion to execute exactly what Noonday and other buyers want out of their pieces. And there takes so much joy in getting to go and work every day in something that they're passionate about. Truly, there are so many hands and hearts that touch a piece before it arrives to you or your customers. So apart from ambassador trips being an awesome experience, why do ambassador trips matter? Is it a chance for ambassadors to go on vacation? Sure, in a way. But is there a greater point than that? Absolutely. Every piece at Noonday matters, and every piece has a story. You all know because you study these stories and you work so hard to do them justice at your trunk shows. Ambassador trips bring these stories to life. They put faces and actions and smiles and hugs behind them. They make this business so much more tangible. They make the love that goes into each piece so much more visible. And they make the fact that we are all connected and interdependent so much more real. Every single person in this puzzle matters, you all included. Luis and Marina's only request when we left their home was that we would share their story. Not only the words, but the emotion and the tears and the smiles and the gratitude that seeped out of their souls while they were sharing their life story. We can't quite express that on the internet or through one picture on Instagram, but when we put artisans and ambassadors in a room together, the work is done for us. These trips are a game changer. They're a game changer for Noonday, for ambassadors, and for our artisan partners. And we want you to adventure with us next year. Come with us. We're already planning some amazing things, and each one of you will want to be there. Our hope is that these trips are motivation to you, not only in earning the experience, but also after traveling to visit our partners. So whether you're working your behind off to get there in 2016, or you're still processing an unforgettable experience from this summer, or both, keep on pushing. Keep on sharing these stories. It is truly the best way to honor Rosario, Anna, Angelica, Charlotte, Marina, and so many others. Every product matters and every purchase matters. As Anna said on the trips to Guatemala, every scarf sold is an opportunity for us. And every trunk show is a chance for you to create this opportunity. So go out there, remember how you are invaluable to this story, and we hope to see you on an ambassador trip in 2016.
So Gladys is one of the main workshop leaders that we work with, and specifically her workshop processes the tagua and the other seeds that we work with, acai and pambil. So she's buying the tagua in the raw form and then going through all the different steps of polishing, sanding, dyeing, and just like the finishing steps to be able to have the raw material. And she's particularly interesting because she is an incredibly strong woman, and she is absolutely the front of this workshop and the one who's leading it with her family and her husband, but she is absolutely the one who knows what's going on, and she's heading everything up.
Entonces yo me diseño mis propios collares, me hago mis propios. A mi hija le ando haciendo un montón de aretes.
So I like love to make different ideas, and like my daughter, I'm always making her different earrings and different ideas and things like that.
Entonces paso haciendo así y voy haciendo. Y ya cuando tengo un pedido, póngase en un collar que ya me han pedido, entonces ya me dedico a hacer solo la forma de ese collar.
So like, I like to be able to play around making different necklaces and coming up with different things. And then when I have orders, it's just like a way for me to be able to be creative and use my energy that way.
Yo comencé desde muy poquito, póngase, comencé haciendo solo bolitas de tagua, de estas, así.
So I started out doing just like really small things, just like these little tagua balls. It's mostly she does this to be able to support her kids in their education.
Porque quiero que sean alguien en la vida de ahí.
I want them to be able to be somebody in their
por
life.
Más por mi hija, porque mi hija
and especially for my daughter,
autismo.
Because she's autistic.
Entonces, por ella tengo que hacer más laborioso.
So for her, I have to work extra hard.
Para que algún rato ella venga y esté haciendo sus cosas, porque ella no va a poder hacer.
So that way she's going to be cared for in life because she's not going to be able to.
De muchos más grandes, entonces. Ese es mi anhelo.
So this is my dream. My desire. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing, Emily. And I hope you loved hearing a little bit of the behind the scenes of an artisan trip. Speaking face-to-face with the artisans, getting to know their families, sharing our personal stories, seeing how they make the items, it is so much more powerful than we can share in the few moments we have on a podcast. But I do want to go ahead and introduce you to two ambassadors so you can hear from them what they experienced on the trip, what they are taking back and sharing with their hostesses and customers. And also, you are probably setting goals and you're wondering, is it even possible for me to go on a trip next year? You may be brand new to Noonday, or you may have been an ambassador for quite some time. So I want you to hear from two different ambassadors, Jennifer Pruitt and Lisa Foster. Jennifer began in August of last year, but was able to earn a spot on a trip during her very first season with Noonday. Lisa has been an ambassador since 2011, and she's going to share how artisan trips have played a part in her continued impact with Noonday.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Pruitt, and I have been with Noonday for just about a year now, and right now we are sitting in Otavalo, Ecuador.
Hi, this is Lisa Foster, and I'm from Hudson, Ohio, and I've been an ambassador for 4 years now, and we are trying to get this You Matter recording done right before our flight out of this beautiful country, Ecuador.
I started with Noonday last August, and it was pretty soon after I started that they announced the ambassador trip qualifications for this summer. And I thought it was totally out of reach. As being kind of an introvert and pretty shy, I didn't really expect to make that goal. But as the fall season went on and into October, November, I realized just every show was getting me closer and closer to the goal of meeting the artisans and traveling abroad. And I just want to encourage you as you schedule your trunk shows and get rolling in the fall season that you do make a difference. And something that's really stuck with me this trip is when we went to Luis and Marina's home, they're the artisans who make the Sonrisa and the Marina necklaces. When we arrived, we were immediately welcomed with hugs and kisses on the cheek and just so much joy. And I will never forget their the joy they had in serving us. They cooked a huge, delicious meal for us, which was probably very sacrificial on their part, but they did it with such joy and energy and love, and that is something I hope I can carry back home and always remember.
This is actually my second trip. I got to go to Guatemala last year, and once again, I feel like my well has been refilled. Last year, after coming back from the trip, I just had a fire also within me, and you just have a passion that can't help but be shared with people because you are connected to these artisans, and whether or not you are on this trip or selling, you know, and doing your best, no matter what that is, you do make a difference. And I hope that many of you can qualify and be able to experience what we have, because there's nothing else like it. Not only connection with our artisans and being able to see how this work is being produced, which it is an art form, and I think we are able to carry that forward, which is really important, but also being connected with these women. As you know, the network of ambassadors is an amazing one, and then being able to be on a trip like this just helps so much. So I encourage everybody to try as hard as you can and book those trunk shows and make an artisan trip a goal for next year. Yeah, and going back to Louisa Marina, when she had to make, you know, try to make an income for her family, this was several years ago, like 10 years ago, I guess, when she started buying arts and crafts from other artisanos, artists in the area, and going to market with her baby on her back and selling every day and trying to make as much money as she could. And she shared with us how insecure and scared she was to do that in the beginning. And it was that, I'm just going to cry now, but that was like something I think each one of us has also experienced. And you better cut this part. But, you know, it's very, very difficult for many of us. I know Jennifer and I have shared how we are basically introverts, and I think many other ambassadors are, but because we believe so strongly in the fact that we are making a difference and we are passionate about doing so, you know, it makes us stronger, just as Marina shared with us, like she just became stronger day after day doing what she did. And we just feel like we need to stress to all of you that what you do matters. Every order really makes a significant difference to their lives.
Thank you so much, Jennifer and Lisa. I love that as an ambassador community, we're all unique. You know, some of us are introverted, some are extroverted. Some of us love to set goals. Others just like to work as hard as possible and see how everything pans out at the end. You know, no matter what our personality type or how we go about setting and achieving goals, it doesn't matter because we're all unique and together we really make an impact. And I just hope wherever you fall on that spectrum that you hear loud and clear that there is a place for all of you in this community and there is a place for you on a trip next summer if that's something that you aspire to. Now, please take a moment and share your takeaways from today's episode over on the Facebook wall using the hashtag YouMatter. Let's keep the conversation going until next time. As you interact, we'll drive content and hopefully share your voice on a podcast soon. Thanks for listening in, and we'll talk again soon.